as we welcome in the general manager of the Springfield Cardinals, Dan Ryder, with another edition of Domesticated Dan. You are very homely.
Very, very homely.
You like to do things at the house,
no,
different
that's not
arts
nice.
And crafts.
You're mediocre. Okay.
Just average. I mean, I'm a hard five. Like, just right in the middle. Just five.
So you're... I could say so many things with that.
Yes, I'm gonna just move
no, on. Dan, you're a three.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. All right.
So what is your latest Domesticated Dan?
Sure. You know, Heather was out of town this weekend, so it was one of those times where I was like, you know what? Like, I got the boys. We're going to have fun with the boys. But this is a great time for me to do some organization.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I was able to, and there's a tip at the end of this.
Mention how old your kids are first.
4 and 10 months.
And you're trying to organize stuff whenever you've got them by yourself.
Well, more of the evening, like right after I put him to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And then a little bit during Tyson's nap time. So Tyson had nap time. Andy went down. I gave him a choice of nap or to watch a movie. So he had a little bit of downtime. So during that time, I could organize. And so I cleaned out the cubbies that are right when we walk in. So the cubbies are all cleaned out and organized. But I also went through the junk drawer. And when I went through the junk...
No, you did not.
It was good. I like to not
now
as much
junk
as you.
Drawer. Now their junk drawer or yours?
Heather's.
Like the
I'm
one
not
you
gonna
have
say
in the
ours.
Kitchen.
I'm not going to say like, ours. I'm going to say Heather's junk drawer.
Is it in
drawer.
The kitchen?
It's in the kitchen.
Yes,
okay.
Always.
Heather's junk drawer. But what I did this time that I'm really excited about is that I went and I bought for that drawer. Whenever you have your knives, forks,
oh
and spoons,
my God.
How you can put those
neurotic.
In there?
Neurotic.
I went and bought a version of that that's a little more simple. So it actually, if you go buy one of those, you can buy smaller versions than the big ones. Because if you have the big knife, big spoon, little spoon, it's just one that had four of them. Well,
oh,
I'm using that to organize the junk drawer. So, and I would tell people, if you like to compartmentalize and make sure it just doesn't go everywhere, that to buy a smaller version for something for you, your utensils can be a great organizer in your junk drawer.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I have it
you
organized.
You get a damn life. I cannot handle this.
So that's a great tip.
Listen to me. You
it's
are screwing
tip.
Up what a junk drawer is.
No,
it's
you got to have some
just,
kind of organization.
You got to have
that's
a system.
The point
well,
of it.
Then you won't know where
it,
stuff
then what's
is.
What's the point of having it
you
then.
Dig around. You dig around, you move it around.
You need to
around.
Know where the matchbook is.
If I
need to know where paper clips and tacks
so
and like
true.
Little screwdrivers. Like you need to
have
like a
little thing in there.
Headlamp.
It's organized
something.
Into pens, Sharpies / highlighters.
Yeah.
Pencils.
Oh my God, this is
fasteners,
huge.
Which is tape, paper clips.
Yeah.
Fasteners. Yeah, so that's one. Then the screw, all the little screwdrivers
yeah.
gets its own compartment. And then I moved it up a little bit so I had all my lighters for when I go do the grill, like the longer lighters.
Mm-hmm.
So the drawer is extremely organized. There is
that's
about
good.
A half inch on the
this
side where I can
mad.
Put papers.
That is nice.
It's not a junk
it's
drawer,
it's a great
then.
Tip to just go buy
yeah,
a utensil.
A,
a utensil holder works amazing to organize a junk drawer. Make sure you measure before
oh,
you go,
man.
Or you might buy one too big for your drawer, though.
Oh,
thanks
shoot.
For the tip.
Yes.
It's very, very important. Then you're sawing off, making sure it fits in your drawer.